This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Who would have guessed that the actor who always had to say, "Golly, Superman," would go on to become a librettist, playwright, poet, and movie producer? In a few minutes, we'll talk with Jack Larson about the years he played Jimmy Olsen on the TV series Superman. First, our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, has a review of an opera, Lord Byron, composed by the late Virgil Thomson with a libretto by Jack Larson. Thomson's best-known works include two operas he collaborated on with Gertrude Stein, Four Saints in Three Acts, and The Mother of Us All, which is about Susan B. Anthony. Thomson and Larson finished writing Lord Byron in 1972. Lloyd has a review of the first complete recording of it, which has just been released.
Virgil Thomson's Lord Byron may be the most famous unproduced opera in history. It was commissioned by the Metropolitan, but has never had a complete, fully staged professional production. In the summer of 1991, conductor James Boley presented an uncut concert version at the Monadnock Music Festival in New Hampshire. Now Koch International has released a recording of that performance. Like Thomson's other operas, Lord Byron is a celebration of unconventionality. It's really more about what Byron represents to others than it is about the notoriously unconventional hero himself. The plot revolves around Byron's heirs trying to get the deceased poet's remains buried in Westminster Abbey's Poet's Corner. Through a series of flashbacks, we see scenes that explain why, at the end, Westminster Abbey refuses the request, and why his friends decide to burn Byron's memoirs. In the midst of the action, the caustic ghost of Byron wanders in and out, making satirical remarks. Here's one of the flashbacks. Byron and Lady Byron, tenor Matthew Lord and mezzo-soprano Donna Fortunato, are paying a visit to Byron's half-sister, Augusta Lee, soprano Jean Omerley, who has just given birth to a daughter who might actually be Byron's.
He says,
"Kisses, kisses,
give your baby kisses, kisses from his missus,
kisses
from his sisters, give your baby kisses, give your baby kisses, kisses from his missus, kisses from his sisters, give your baby kisses."
Can you detect in the words an indirect tribute to Gertrude Stein? The remarkable libretto, which effortlessly incorporates actual lines of Byron, is by the poet and playwright Jack Larson. Does that name ring a bell? You might remember Larson better as the young actor who played cub reporter Jimmy Olsen on the original Superman TV series. Thomson's music ranges all over the stylistic landscape. We get waltzes and hymns, rounds, marches, and sentimental ballads, Auld Lang Syne, Ach du lieber Augustin, and the Marseillaise, sometimes several of these at the same time. Here's one of the prettiest tunes. It's Byron serenading some of his admirers with his philosophy of love.
Upon that
Lord Byron gets better and better as it goes along. The music is kaleidoscopically unpredictable, rhythmically alive, and full of the most infectious melodies. At the opening night in New Hampshire, Jack Larson commented that the performers were doing it right. Thompson and Larson were, too. Now we can finally hear that for ourselves.
Lord Schwartz is classical music critic for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Lord Byron on the Koch International label.